Father, bless these words in Jesus' name. Turn in your Bibles, please, to Philippians chapter 4. With the new school year coming up, you're going to be asked to do some things that maybe challenge you. And that's not just at school. That kind of lasts all your life. You're always going to be asked to do things that challenge you. And sometimes you're not going to have the option of stepping away from that. Sometimes you have no choice. You're in school and the teacher says, okay, I want you to do this assignment. And you say to yourself, I don't know how to do this assignment. Or you have a test to take and you're thinking to yourself, I don't know the information. I studied, but I still don't know the information. I don't get it. And you're going to have situations where things challenge you. When that takes place, Philippians tells us how to handle that. It says in verse 13, and I'm reading from the Amplified, which is a little bit different from a lot of versions. It's often a little bit more precise. It explains a little bit more in modern language. It says, I have strength for all things. That also means I have ability for all things. In Christ who empowers me, who gives me that ability. And that means I'm ready for anything and equal to anything through Him who gives me inner strength. And then it says, I'm self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. Let me ask you something. Don't answer this out loud, but in your own thoughts, answer this. What do you think you can't do? And people think, well, I can't do all kinds of things. And some people say something silly, like, I can't fly. Right? Well, you're not made to fly. But what can't you do? Well, I can't do math. That's what a lot of my students used to say. I can't do math. Some people did it great. Some people were excellent at it. Some people can't do math. Or I can't do whatever. What can't you do? The Bible says that God can give you the ability to do absolutely anything. Now, that doesn't mean that you're going to do things that He didn't make you for. You're not made to fly. If you were made to fly, God would have given you wings. But what it does mean that as a human being, you can do absolutely anything, and you're going to be able to do things you would think you could never do. Because God's going to give you that ability. It's one of the remarkable things about being a Christian. Especially a Christian who has the Word of God. That you're going to get understanding from the Word of God that ordinary people may not otherwise get. Because they don't otherwise have the mind of God. You're going to get wisdom you wouldn't otherwise get. For example, you're a Christian and you're going into a school that's filled with non-Christians. And not everybody believes God. As weird as that is, and it is very weird, not everybody believes God. Not everybody believes that He made the world. As weird as that is, of course He made the world. It doesn't take a genius to figure that out, but still, not everybody will believe that. And the reason is because Satan's lying to them. But you're going to get into these situations, or maybe not even regarding that, but that's one possibility for you in school, but all kinds of situations where you just don't know the answers. And you're going to ask God, and God's going to give you those answers. You're going to say, God, I don't know how to do that, but you're going to say to Him, God, show me how, and God's going to give you the answers. God's going to show you what you need to know. It's pretty amazing the way that God does that, and He does it consistently. The Bible says that if you don't have wisdom, and wisdom is a type of understanding, if you don't understand something, or you don't have the knowledge for something, or you don't have the ability to take what you know and put it into action in such a way that it's effective, ask God. Because He'll show it to you. But He won't be chintzy in doing it. He'll show it to you abundantly. In other words, He'll give you very thorough understanding. He does that all the time. It's amazing what you can do with God in your life. If you turn to Him, there is absolutely not one thing you're not capable of. People say I can't all the time. When I was teaching, and I taught for a long time, my students, and these were people who were getting to college. I mean, I was a high school teacher. And they would say, I can't. I just can't. And the reason was because they had this mental block where they compared what they had in terms of knowledge or talent or physical ability or what have you, and they compare that to the situation ahead of them. And they think that somehow there is a connection there. But that's where they made the mistake. What you know, what you understand, what talent you may have, what physical ability even you may have, is not related to what you can do. Because you can do absolutely all things through Christ. Because the fact of the matter is, He does it for you. So what you're doing is you're turning to the One who has the understanding, who has the knowledge, who has the talent, who has the skill, whatever it takes, and then He gives it to you. God is not stingy with anything. Even with things like money. People say to us, well, I don't have money. Will God give me money? Yeah, if you need it, He certainly will. Will God give me the things that I need? Absolutely. He promises He will give you everything you need, and that includes things in the world. That's not philosophical. It's not just an idea. That's the reality of life for the believer. God gives you everything you need. Now, this is not your situation right now, but eventually it may be. Years ago, it happened to me. I needed a car, and I didn't really have the money for a car. And Miss Marla was praying, God, we need a car, we need a car. And then one time, she had forgotten to pray specifically for that car when she was praying. And she said, oh, God, I forgot the car. And God said to her in her heart, I know you need that. I know you need that. You see, God knows what you need. And because God knows what you need, you can be quite certain that you will receive it because God knows you need it. I did get the car. I got exactly the car that I was hoping for. Now, I didn't make that happen. God brought it my way. I can't tell you how many times I've seen God do that. A lot of people have. You can too. You will also. Because God provides your need and God makes you able to do absolutely everything. The Bible says in Matthew 17:20, because of the littleness of your faith, that is the lack of firmly relying trust, this is why you can't do something, because you don't believe Him for it. Now here's the thing. When we say, I don't believe Him for it, we can get into this concept where we have what's called faith in faith. You never have faith in faith. That's not your source. He says, because you didn't believe me, you didn't get what you wanted. Now, how much do I have to believe God? Well, in Matthew 7:7, He says, if you ask me, you'll receive. So there's the definition of how much faith I need. I need enough faith to ask Him. If I can ask Him, if I have that much faith, then I can receive absolutely anything from Him. I just need to be able to believe Him enough to ask Him. And then He says, once you've asked me, don't worry about it. And then He continues here, for truly I say to you, if you have faith, like a grain of mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to yonder place, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. Now, people hear that, and I'll tell you, it's an interesting thing as a pastor when you read that passage. Because sometimes you can see it in people's faces. If I ask God to move a mountain, He won't move a mountain. Mountains don't move. Oh, yes, they do. Absolutely, mountains do. But they won't ask. You see, if you have a mountain in your way, whatever that mountain happens to be, whether it's a physical mountain or whether it's a mountain of a situation, and you ask God, God, I need your help with this, God will move that mountain. If that was what was required, then God would move a physical mountain for you. That's nothing to Him. I'm saying that it's because there's nothing that you guys will face that you're not able to deal with or that you're not able to overcome if you turn to God in it. He'll give you exactly what you need, and nothing, it says absolutely nothing, will be impossible for you. Nothing. Well, if nothing is impossible for me, then I can do all things, right? Absolutely. Absolutely. You just have to turn to Christ, and then you can do all things. You ask Him, God, help me with this. And it's not like you get weird with it. Sometimes people want to get weird with it. And they'll ask Him for either really bizarre things, or they'll say to themselves, well, I can ask Him for things that are sin. And then you're going to find out that God makes choices also. Now, if you want Him to give you things that He doesn't want you, there's one thing in there. He's not going to give you anything that's bad for you. So it says in the Bible that all good things come from God. All good things come from God. That means if the thing is bad, if you have something you ask God for and you don't get it, never say to yourself, well, God's not giving it to me. That's kind of being bratty. And adults can be bratty and children can be bratty. I've known all kinds of people at all kinds of ages and they get really bratty with God. You don't want to get bratty with God. That's the last person you want to get bratty with. No, what you want to realize is, if I didn't get what I asked, then there's one of three possibilities. Either I'm not ready and I will get it when I am ready, or God has something more for me than I'm asking. In other words, I'm not asking enough. Because in Ephesians 3:20, He says He goes beyond anything I can ask or think. He doesn't want me to ask small. He wants us to ask big. So I may not be asking enough. Or it's also possible because I don't know the future, because I don't know what's coming my way even tomorrow, I may be asking Him for something that would actually hurt me. But it's always one of those three things. If I don't get what I've asked for, I'm either asking and I'm not able to handle it, and God tells me, wait until you're able to handle it, and then I'll give it to you. Or He says to me, you're not asking big enough. Or He says to me, you don't know what you're asking for. This is not going to be a good thing in your life. And that can happen because we don't know. God cares about us first. He loves us first. And then He'll apply everything according to the fact that He loves us. So when I ask Him, because He loves me, He'll give me what I need. And when I turn to Him, I can do absolutely anything. But if I ask Him for something that'll hurt me, He won't give it to me. Because He's not willing to hurt me. Even if I ask Him to hurt me, He won't do it. But it's always one of those three things. Now, the way that we avoid that, asking for the wrong thing that might hurt us, in John 15:7, if I remain in Christ, in other words, I'm true to Christ, and I'm filled with His Word, in other words, I receive the Word of God, and I know how to think with the Word of God, I use the things that I learn in church or in Sunday school, and I use those in my thinking regarding all kinds of things, anything, then I can ask what I will, and it'll be done for me. See, if I think with the Word of God, I won't ask for the things that'll hurt me. And so, if I think with the Word of God, then It's a safe place to be, having this ability to ask for anything and receive it. And then God can give me anything I ask, because I won't ask for the things that are wrong, for that are bad for me, that are damaging. I won't ask for the things that 2 years down the road, all of a sudden I realize that's turned against me and now I'm really going to pay for it. God's not like that. He won't do that to us. All good things come from Him. And He doesn't withhold any good thing. In other words, He will not keep back anything from you that's a good thing. But He will keep back the bad things. Now, that's not saying that you're not going to have things that happen in your life that are challenging. I guarantee you, sometimes you will. And that's by design. See, challenges are not actually bad things. It's like a football player. If you want to be a football player, you're going to have to do some serious working out. And that working out can, at times, be very tiring. It can even sometimes hurt after you've lifted weights for so long and your muscles get all tired and you got to keep going. But people do it anyway because they have a goal. And in order to achieve that goal, they have to go through some things that are difficult for them. But those aren't bad things. Those are the things that make them get stronger. If you see something that comes into your life that seems challenging or difficult for you, it's not a bad thing. God won't allow a bad thing. It's a thing that'll help you to grow. It's a thing that might help you to get stronger. It's a thing that might help you to get smarter or whatever it is that you need. It'll give you experience that you may need. But it's never going to be a bad thing, because God won't allow a bad thing. He will allow a challenging thing, but not a bad thing. Now, the Word of God says, "Most assuredly I tell you," and He says this in John 14:12, "He who believes in Me, the works that I do, he will do also." What Christ did, you'll do. There are some pretty remarkable things that people have done. True stories. I know one person personally, and I know of another person. Somebody died, and they prayed, and God brought those people back to life. Just like Jesus did in the Bible. Where the little girl died, and He comes in to her room with her family, with her parents, and He tells her, "Get up." And she gets up, but she had already died. You see, those things are not history. They're historical facts. But what I mean by saying they're not history is they're not over. They're still going on. People still have the ability to say to God, "Raise the dead person," and God can raise the dead person for you. Like I said, I know of two people. One of them I know personally. Dead people rose up. I have seen blind people get healed. There's a man that I used to know at church years ago. He was a blind person. And I saw when he was healed of being blind. You're going to see those things also. Those are not unusual. You're going to see those things also. Because the same things that Jesus did, if you believe, you'll do them. It wasn't unique to Jesus. He's just the one who told us about it. But we have the same ability He does. And the reason is because the Spirit of God, which is God, lived inside of Him. And it's the very same Spirit that lives inside of you. You guys understand that? Okay, that's it for today.